Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, a lot of kids out here be trying to front like they got the John Blaze. MC's whack for days. High profile rap make me laugh like bats. I pass up the bell, cause they through sale in detail. Proceed to give you what you need. Christiana Way, Big Butter, resurrect souls from the gutter.
Word to the wild.
Let the Holy Ghost be your guide. Hellfire.
Hebrew boy.
Boat inside. You can run, but you can't hide. Watch your stride.
We sanctify
our lives. No time for that, shady. It's a gun deal for real. BBJ, baby, you're so rare in time. Demons are very alive. BBJ, I'm on think about celebrity eyes. Taking gospel to a level that nobody can take it. No joke, I'm destroying yo. The man you love hating. Time to discover, reaching new cultures and classes. BB Day, the King, King Fed, reaching the masses. Got a fist for souls, the abyss rip. So, Christiana family dropping bars for show. We roll like gold for soul, reaching the truth. Jesus, the end to 20 central truth. I'm BB Day, who you with, what you do?
Fat pastor,
just back, click the crew. I'm a modern day messiah with a goal that's higher. I'm the man with the plan that's hot like fire. I'm a live wire with the most RBI. Cast long like a lock, so my see high.
Producing populations, making constellations with his conversations, gazing at his own creation, proclaiming it was good, and there we stood, fashioned from the dust. With authority, he orchestrated organisms in every single cell, in every ecosystem, every creature that dwells, the planets, the plants, the whole expanse, the sky above your head, and the ground where you stand, the clouds and the rain, the soil that soaks it up and feeds tiny seeds, so they sprout and vegetation proceeds. Infinite wisdom intrinsic within him, self-sufficient, intricate systems begin and end with his decisions. Lofty, out of reach, how he procreated with speech, so it's appropriate for us to be completely in awe.
Don't know why, until I try to wrap my mind to
origin of all scientific laws. Everything else is secondary. The very breath that comes from lungs is caused by the fact that God is involved. One must begin with the mind that was given to him to even believe he's evolved. I'm in awe when I think about quantum mechanics and the rotation of planets. To the exact calculation of the universe is permanently impossible to manage. How photosynthesis takes place to perfectly convert the vividness of light into chemical energy for the purpose of maintaining and giving life. Intelligent design doesn't even begin to define its creative craftsmanship. Any attempt to align the mind of mankind to divine is insufficient and inadequate. It's too lofty and far beyond if the God would not remain anonymous. Correspond with us, and out of all of God's creation would become fond of us. Determined by some innate quality, but by the length for which the owner would go to possess them. And broken and ugly things just like us are stamped excellent with ink tapped in wells of divine veins. A system of redemption that can only be described as perfect. A seal of approval, fatal debt removal, promised permanent perfect priest. Brilliant design system, redemption for our kinsmen can only be described as perfect with excellent execution. And I'm in awe, the only one truly excellent, the only source of excellence. We are declared excellent only by his decree. What a system, the only accurate response is awe. So we make lofty art, see the presence of good art will unconsciously refine a community, and poor art will do an incalculable harm, only accomplished in the light of his excellency. It's too high, it's lofty.
Saying some real stuff in there. Got to bring that back one, dude. Bring that back. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, my bad. Yeah. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. And we appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic. Crushing science.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That right. Mm-hmm. Crushing science. Since y'all want to study God's works and leave him out, crush y'all.
Mm-hmm. And your whole document, agenda, a document, all your documents, everything. Crushing science.
Faith in God over human science. Faith in God over human science. Science, by definition, is the study of the physical, natural world through observation and experiment. Science, by definition, one of the definitions, basic definition right here. Science is the study of the physical, natural world through observation and experiment. Most science is studying God's works, because God the one that made this physical natural world. So most science is studying God's works, but not giving him the credit for it. They even discredit him for it. Hold on. We got to change up. Change that music. Yeah. Yeah, we got to
bust somebody up with this one. Yeah, we're going to bust up science. We'll dance later. You know what I'm talking about? So most science is studying God's works because they study the physical and natural. That's what science is. Study of physical and natural, the physical and natural world through observation and experiment with their brains that God made. Okay? But most science is studying God's works, what he did, what he created in the physical and natural. They study his works, but not giving him the credit for it. And then some of them even turn around and discredit him for it. And they got an educated guess, but they can't figure it out. But God know everything. God is all-knowing. So when y'all going to stop listening to humans? Mm-hmm. I got one scripture from the Word of God that will crush the science that study the physical and neglect the spiritual. I got one scripture already right here. Got it ready. Got it written out. Got it listed. Ready for it. Yeah, it'll crush science. All the science that study the physical and neglect the spiritual. See, they don't know nothing about that. Mm-hmm. Think of the scripture, though. For to be carnally or physical-minded is death. But to be spiritually-minded is life and peace. Yeah, to be spiritually-minded is life and peace. And I do it. Oh, that's Romans 8 and 6. That's Romans 8 and 6. So I do have most scriptures, too. God's word over everything. God's word over everybody else's word. God's word over everything. Yeah, his word is more important than any and everything in your life. God's word over everybody else's word. Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity, Father, to get together, to hear from you, to become doers of your word, Father, and to worship you and praise you in the spirit and in the truth. Father, we ask for forgiveness for all of our shortcomings and our flaws this week up until today. Forgive us, Father, for what we have done in our shortcomings. So we receive your faithfulness and your forgiveness, Father. For you are faithful to cleanse us and to forgive us of our sins. So we thank you for that, and we receive forgiveness, Father. We love you. Thank you for loving us. Let us continue to take it one step at a time with you, one day at a time with you. With you, though. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the scriptures, Father, that feeds our faith. Let us continue to grow in you and continue to submit to you and resist the devil and make him flee. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures. And thank you for leading us and guiding us into all of your truth. Yeah, all of the truth. Father, thank you for leading us and guiding us into all of the truth. Jesus, you are the truth. Yeah. Holy Spirit, continue to lead us and guide us. And Father, get all of your glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, we in the building. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Today's topic: crushing science. What science did to you? It did a lot. Yeah. Science be taking you away from God, man. And like I said, studying the works of God, but not giving God the props for the works. Yeah, and some of them even want to leave God out. But we just humans, that's including God in. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what he said. Acknowledge me in all of your ways. So we are including him in to all of our ways in life. Yeah, the good and the bad. We ain't got no ugly. Unless we got beautiful too. Okay. All right, then. You get where I'm coming from. All right. So, yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast.
Yeah, we're transparent over here. We're authentic over here. This ain't no copycat, nothing. Original, all right? Straight for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Yep, volunteer over here. We volunteer to preach this word, yeah. I have volunteered my life unto God. Yes, sir. All right? So, yeah, it's the only work I'll do for the free is for the Lord. All right? Work my faith. That's right. Hallelujah. So this is when Hip Hop Meets Christ. We appreciate you tuning in over here. We just prayed. You get prayer over here. So we do pray over here. Over here, we worship and praise over here. Yeah, this is just our lives on display, or my life on display, what God's doing in my life on display for you to be encouraged by it and for him to use it, for him to get the glory. Mm-hmm. So you get more faith in God. Yeah. While I, you know, look to Jesus and you look to Jesus too. Notice I didn't say you looking to me, but we are looking to Jesus together. So, yeah, we appreciate you tuning in. We got these scriptures on deck over here. That's how we get our faith in God, by hearing his word, all right, seeing what he has done. And in other folks' lives and, you know, the ones before us, and being reminded of what he is doing or has done in your life, too. Mm-hmm. He's always up to something. Yeah, God is always up to something in our lives. That's right. In our lives, he's always up to something, and it's for your good, too. He's always up to something good. I hear you, Father. God is always up to something good in our lives. So we will continue to worship him and praise him. And he got these scriptures on deck. And we also, by us having our faith in God and working our faith, we get our problems solved. Yeah, we got a problem solver. So we get our problems solved by doing what he says. Yeah, this is faith and action. This is not faith without works. This is faith with works. Faith and action up in here. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern if you want to catch us live. 7 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays for the Hip Hop Bible Study, Lil Buddy. Hip Hop and Jesus for the Future. Mm-hmm. All right. Also, we record live on Saturdays, like today. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. We're recording live as well with topics from the all-knowing one, just like today's topic, crushing science. You know, yeah, God got every topic, whatever the subject, he got it right here in his word. Because you know why? He made us. He know everything about us. He know more about us than we know ourselves. Even though science been doing all that studying, mm-hmm, they still don't know as much as God knows. Oh, man, we just about to worship, okay? We want to worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Hey, and if you are a scientist that has faith in God and you study the physical to have more faith in God, you are on the right path. Yeah, I believe I can scratch the record and say that one more time. Let me read that one more time now. For if you are a scientist, yeah, for the scientists that has faith in God and they're studying the physical to have more faith in God, yeah, they be looking at the works and be like, man, get blown away by what God doing. Yeah, they don't get like most of them scientists and be atheists and be like, I'm mad at God. Yeah, I figured it out. Yeah, he supposed to be deep. I figured it out. No, you didn't. You ain't figure out nothing. But if you are a scientist that has faith in God and studied the physical to have more faith in God, you are on the right path. Keep doing what you're doing here. Man, I know they got you way at the back. You know what I'm talking about? But God sees you. He got his eye on you. See, God, you the one that God paying attention to. The one that everybody else is looking over is the one that God is paying attention to. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. So pay attention to God. You be the one that God has chose. Yeah, the one that they overlooking. Mm-hmm. You chosen by God, though. And sometimes he calls them to overlook you. Yeah, because he don't want them to overtake you. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. So, yeah,
It's time for us to worship God and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. We do it together on these on this Saturday these Saturday broadcasts. And whenever you do listen to them, yeah, get your mind on the Lord. Excuse me. Get your mind on the Lord. Yeah. Get your mind on God, your Father. Get your heart ready to speak to him, to worship him by showing gratitude. How do you do that? By being thankful. Yeah. Start getting your mind right now and get ready to start thanking him. Yeah, he brought you through some stuff this week. He did some good for you this week. I know he did. You better remember. Just thank him, though. Praise him. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Make sure it's coming out your heart first, then let it come out your mouth. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, we're going to play these songs and help. It's going to help you get your mind right, too, because the Holy Spirit going to speak to you through these songs, and he's going to bring back stuff to our memory. You know what I'm talking about? Our remembrance. So let him do what he do, and we thank you, Father, for being here. All right? We're about to worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth, and when we come back, we're going to move right along, because I'm ready to crush this science with these scriptures shouting. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so let's worship God, our Father, and praise him in the spirit and in the truth. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. We'll be right back after we worship and praise him. Yes, sir.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Mm-hmm.
hands together in here tonight if you want to.
talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I had to take y'all on back, boy. I had to take you on back. Yes, sir. Make you feel like Sunday morning up in here. Don't start now. Don't mess with me. I praise God now. I praise him with you. I praise him without you. Don't mess with me. Yes, sir. I'm trying to move on. We worship and praise. Yes, sir. God, real good. Yeah, you think about his goodness. Be worshiping, and then you, next thing you know, boy, get your dance on. Yes, sir. Yeah, you were just worshiping him and crying out to him and feeling him, right? And then he hit you. Say, come on, you can dance. And you can still be praising me right now. Yeah, worship and praise go together. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Hold on, man. Don't. Guides every one of our footsteps. And he gonna step in again, boy. Y'all wanna hear that some more? I'm gonna go ahead and play that. Can I play that some more? We're gonna play that some more. We'll come back and get into these scriptures. Hallelujah all day. Let's get it.
Oh, now this is your final chance to give my God some glory.
And all up in the spirit. Yes, sir. I was tap dancing. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise him in the tap dance. Yes, sir, to that song. The old song, because he's so good. I was tap dancing in the spirit now. Okay, in the spirit. Okay, don't mess with me. Don't. Yes, sir. Well, we up in here praising him. Hallelujah. And that's how you praise him, man. I just read yesterday about David. Praise God so hard, bruh. I'm talking about all out of his clothes. That I'm talking about dancing for God. His wife told him, hey, you look like a senile, one of them foolish men. Man, David said, I look more vile than that, bruh. When it come down to praising God, I was dancing before God. You uncovered yourself in front of them women and That's what she was saying. You know what I'm talking about? David said, boy, I look more crazy than this. As good as God been to me. Don't mess with me. Don't make me go tap dad back in his pelt, bro. I'm telling you that. Don't mess with me. I'm trying to move on. But y'all know, yeah, well, in case you don't know, it be like that sometimes. With that Holy Spirit. Yeah. Worship and praise go together, I'm telling you. Pour out your heart. Clear all that out. You know what I'm talking about? Me crying and everything unto God. Coming from your heart. But you're thinking about what he brought you through and how good it been. And then he get that, he put that joy in there. Make you get up and dance. You still be thinking about how good he is. And you start praising him. Like, man, it's God, bro. I feel him. And I'm before him. I'm dancing before him. And I'm going to do like Oasis. I'm going to tap dance to this song in the spirit now. Hold on. Bless him at all times. Make sure his praise is continually in my mouth, in your mouth as well. Yeah. I started a challenge. That David said 7 times a day, I praise you. And then I look at the Muslims, they say they pray 5 times a day at least, right? They do more than the Christians, right? Okay. But then David said, man, his praise going to continually. Yes, sir, got them both beat. Got the challenge beat, he said, the folks. Got the Muslim beat with their disciplined selves. Got the Christian beat with their undisciplined selves. He said, his praise going to continually be in my mouth. Yes, sir.
I've got to praise. I've got to praise. I've got to praise.
Know about Jesus.
You see, I don't know what you've come to do. I don't know what you've come to do.
I came to praise. Yes, sir. All right. Let's move on now. Let's move on, but that's like, boy, don't. Yeah, that's another reason that churches used to be so long. I'm starting to see now. That's another reason that church, black folk churches, be so long. Yeah, we be in there tearing up the house of the Lord, for the Lord, though, for him. Yeah, and it's time for us to start doing that again, man. You know what I'm talking about? Bring it back. Matter of fact, God, bring that revival back that you want. You breathe life into your body, Father. To all the believers, in the name of Jesus, yeah, get your glory. Amen. Woo. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Yeah, this ain't no emotions over here. This is spirituality over here. I'm talking about it overrides our emotions. Yeah, making it that much more thorough and potent and real and raw unto God. Okay? Me talking about what you talking about and how you feel. Yeah, we up in here giving God his praise, his glory, his props, thanking him, recognizing and realizing that, yes, he is always good. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We just crushed science. We was praising God. Yes, sir. What y'all thought they were going to be about? Yes, sir. We up in here. We just crushed science by praising God. See, science don't make you act like that. Science don't make you feel like that. Science don't make you recognize and look at God like that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Matter of fact, we're going to do this now. Remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. Like my favorite teacher taught us when I was in school, we take comments, criticism, or replies, all right? I don't know if we're going to take no criticism, though, because you... I'm here criticizing the word of God. We might have to bust you up. You know what I'm talking about? All right? But we always can, you know, we received a rebuke from the Lord, and we can get better. You know what I'm talking about? That makes you wiser. It's a fool that hears the rebuke and stays the same. But when you hear the rebuke, because all of us get rebuked, get corrected. All of us get corrected. All of us get rebuked. When you receive the correction, when you receive the rebuke, you get better. When you ignore it, you become more foolish. Yeah, rebuke is correction. All right, so remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. The call-in number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1. I prefer or recommend that you speak. Only use that number if you want to speak. And you can call in when we are recording live, because sometimes we go over and it will cut off on the internet. We stay on for 2 hours. Sometimes we go over 2 hours and it will cut off on the internet, and you can call in to this number and it is still, you know, you have to catch us before it cuts off, and it will continue on. You can continue listening that way. Other than that, you have to just pull it up and go through it in the archives. All right, so we appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, the call-in number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. Also, the album, The Gospel of Jesus Christ, is available for you for $15. 13 songs. No intro, no outro, just 13 full songs. The Gospel of Jesus Christ, available to you for $15. And also the audiobook of Look to Me, the audiobook. Yeah, Look to Me is the second book I wrote. So this is the audio version right here. Look to Me, $30 for you. All right, includes 31 chapters. All right, if you want to order those, contact whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Let us know what your interests are. Who you be with. One number. Oh, I'm sorry. I went somewhere else. Yes, sir. In the building. Getting ready to crush science, though. So this is going to be an enjoyable broadcast. It's going to be an understandable one. Understandable one. Once we get into these scriptures, all right, you will love it. And I'm ready to get into them, but I'm not going to rush. I'm not rushing. Yeah, I'm not rushing, and I'm not rushing. Get it? I'm not rushing, and I'm not rushing. How about that? But yeah, man. All right, so we about to get into the Knock 'em Down segment of the broadcast. Yeah, Joshua's wall. Knock down the walls. Any opposition, any issue, any problem, any concern that you have, if you give it to God, he'll give you victory. Mm-hmm. If you give your problems, give your issues, your concerns to God, he'll give you back victory. You like that, don't you? I thought you would. Now, this is also a chance for all those, thin skin and itching ears. Yeah, easily offended folks and itching ears coming to be nosy. You see what he's talking about over here? Well, God got to do a sign. This is for the actual genuine people that want to know God. That's why the Holy Spirit is here. For those that want to know God. Everybody get a chance. But for whosoever will, who's ever willing to come to Jesus, right? Let's get this Jesus. But thin skin folks, itching ear folks, here is your chance to leave or repent and get like us and get this Jesus together. Man, where my theme music at? Because I'm ready to get into the scriptures. Theme music.
Oh! Hey! Yeah! We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will be open shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable.
Yeah, we gonna bring it back. Well, he gonna bring it back. He gonna bring that Bible back. You know what I'm talking about? Bring that prayer back. Bring the Lord Jesus back into these schools, man. If you notice, when we had Jesus in the schools and had believers in school and Bibles in schools, it wasn't violent like this. It ain't just get violent because of the time going by. It got violent because man won't repent. All the way down to coronavirus was a serious thing. See what I'm saying? All the way down to coronavirus, a pestilence. In these days and ages, up in here, people talking about, show me a sign. You want to look, you can't look further than coronavirus. And I know some of y'all don't want to, you know, give coronavirus its props or whatever, but hey, it is what it is. The Bible, I don't believe it unless it lines up with the Bible, and the Bible calls it a pestilence. And there's three things that God uses when he sends judgment. He sends a pestilence, he sends the sword, and he sends famine. And we experienced all three of those because the sword is the war. That's war now. The famine, we were scarce on things. There's still stuff, scarcity in the stores, too. Gas high and everything, too. But, yeah, it's scarcity, famine, shortage of food, right? How many say, I've been eating good? Yeah, I've been eating good. That's because God has been taking care of you. Don't get it twisted. No, I know what right store to go. I know what day to go up. Nope. Let's still go back to God. See, y'all don't want to give God his props. But we finna learn today all the way down from the scientific standpoint up in here. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to learn today up in this mug. For real. So, yeah, man. So, I'm ready to get into these scriptures. So, if you have your Bible, the first scripture we are going to is J-O-B. Pronounced Job. Mm-hmm. Not Job over here. We in the kingdom. J-O-B pronounced Job. So go to Job chapter number 11. It's time to crush science. Again, I will give the props. I will give props to the scientist that does have faith in God and that does study the physical to have more faith in God. And, you know, study the physical and seeing God's works and be like, yeah, God is awesome, man. He's magnificent. I'm a scientist and I believe in God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they don't want to highlight that. Yeah, they want to have it all out of balance. But God, he's still good. He's still God, whether we're acknowledging him or not. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, Job chapter 11. We're going to read two verses from over there, verse 7 and verse 8. Give a few more people a chance to get there in case they haven't got the Job chapter number 11. And again, I will go over the definition again of science is the study of physical and the natural world. The study of the physical and natural world through observation, what they observing and experimenting. Okay? And just because you observing and experimenting with it don't mean God letting you experiment and observe and see everything. Now, y'all might see some stuff. You know what I'm saying? But he's still unsearchable. Uh-oh. Yeah, you might see some stuff. He might allow you to see some stuff that the average don't see because you into that science field. However, he is still unsearchable. And I know he be blowing y'all minds by the things that he does allow y'all to see in your research. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. The study of the physical and the natural world through observation and experiment. And science, as I see it, they studying God's works. Yeah, everything that he did in the physical and the natural world. They studying his works, but not giving him the credit for it. And then some even have the nerve to discredit him for it. But we learning today, starting off with Job chapter 11, okay, verse 7 and verse 8. And it says, can you, by searching, they do a lot of research, right, science, can you, by searching, find out God? Yeah, this goes for the scientists and everybody else, too. Can you, by searching, find out God? Can you find out the Almighty unto perfection? Can you explain him down to perfection? By searching and finding out? No, you cannot do that. Verse 8 says, it is high. If you're going to do that searching, it is high as heaven. What can you do? Is deeper than hell. What can you know? That killed. I'm talking. I could close the book, the Bible, and everything in science. You had to shut up your whole stuff, unless you're gonna give God the glory from it. We are supposed to be acknowledging God in all of our ways. That goes from every human. That goes for every occupation. Yeah, some of those occupations that glorify the devil, you had to cut them out. In order to glorify God. But Job chapter 11, verse 7 and verse 8 sounds real good. Yeah, let me read that again. Can you, by searching, find out God? By searching, can you find out God? It's a question mark. Yeah, it's rhetorical because you already know the answer. Can you find out the Almighty unto perfection? They looking at his works, and they still can't find out. They still can't find out him, the Almighty himself, unto perfection. Verse 8 says it is high as heaven. You seen heaven yet? No. Yeah, all them telescopes and light years away and all that. You seen heaven yet? No. Because no matter how far you see, you ain't going to see heaven until you get there. And we all going there, but everybody ain't going to stay there. Yes, sir. We got to appear before the judgment, the throne of judgment. And guess who the judge is? Jesus. God has given all the judgment unto Jesus. You sure you want to reject Jesus? You sure you think that Jesus is just that little white man who the slave master did, blah, blah, blah? Man, please, you better see Jesus for who he is. He's the Lord and the Savior, whether you see him for who he is or not. So you can't search God out. You can't search the Almighty out to perfection. It is too high. It's high as heaven. And what can you do? It's deeper than hell. What can you know, shout it? You searched out hell yet? You seen hell and all your searching? No, because they just studying the physical and the natural, right? There ain't nothing wrong with studying the physical and the natural if you're going to look to God with it. Because Jesus took parables. That's what a parable is. Something physical, something natural, and explain something kingdom to you. Take the physical, take the something natural, and explain the spiritual to you, the kingdom of God. All right, so that's Job chapter 11, verse 7 and verse 8. Mark it. That's for the scientists. That's the first scripture. We got plenty of them, though. You know what I'm talking about? Ecclesiastes chapter 11. That's to the right of your Bible. You scroll over to the right. It's after Job, okay? A few books after. So you got Job, then you got Psalms, you got Proverbs, then you have Ecclesiastes. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, then Ecclesiastes, chapter number 11. So that's Ecclesiastes 11 and Job 11. I didn't realize that. 11:11. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. Verse 5. They're just asking questions. This is the Bible, the Word of God, asking questions to these scientists and to whoever else. So, Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse 5 says, as you know not what is the way of the Spirit. You don't know the way of the Spirit because you ain't studying the Spirit, scientists. You studying the physical and natural, right? So they neglect the Spirit. And once you neglect the Spirit, which it ain't just scientists that do this, or the science, most people neglect the spirit realm. When you neglect the spirit realm, that's the most important realm, because to be spiritually minded, that's life and peace. But if you reject it, you just carnal minded, that's death.
So, back over here, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5. As you know not, and death is not just physical death when you die from the earth. It's death being when you're living on the earth and being separated from God while you're living. Because you can be successful in man's eyes, have all the money in the world and all this. But if you're not rich toward God, you're still missing something. You're still in debt. You're cutting yourself off from all the benefits that God has for you. If you can build your life and it's that good or that bad, just imagine what God would do when he get to it. So you can be successful all you want, have all the degrees, the money, the cars, the houses, whatever you think it is, have all the knowledge or whatever, and still be missing peace because you got to go to God for peace. Or you'll spend all your money trying to find peace. See what I'm saying? But God know how to put a hole in your pocket. Yeah, as soon as you put money in it, it fall right out of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, put a hole in your bank account. Yes, sir. Put a hole in your Bitcoin. Your Bitcoins. Yeah, God know how to tell the whole system. Don't mess with him. So back over here. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5. As you know not, as you don't even know this, you don't know the way of the Spirit. As you know not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how. You don't even know how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. You ever thought about that? See, God will point out something we ain't even thought about. You know, the baby just come here, we just hear the baby and the process. But God said you don't even know how the womb, it says you don't even know the bones do grow. You don't know how the bones grow in the womb of her that is with child. You don't know how the bones grow. Yeah, them babies. Ain't just no embryo. Them babies have bones and have eyes and nose and brain and heart and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to that devil. Talking about that's just an embryo. You can go have it aborted. It ain't even a human yet. Yeah, as soon as it hit the, however it get to the, where they say an egg and the sperm, as soon as it hit and connect right, yeah, that's a baby. Yeah, you know, you can get rid of it before the first 2 weeks. Nope, that's a baby in there. So you don't even know how the bones, probably ain't even thought about how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, the one that's pregnant. Even so, you know not the works of God who makes all. So if you don't even know how the bones, ain't even thought about how the bones being developed inside that womb, think about it now. Women, mothers, you're very, very special. If you got a mother, you better treat her like she's very, 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 very special. And Mother's Day coming up, too. Yeah. Look how God did. God chose the mother to bear the child for 8-9 months, however long it is. You know, some be shorter than that. Some may be longer. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know the science. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me go on. But I'm just saying. God the one chose the mothers in the womb like that. And if you're a female, you have the same thing in you. You have the capacity to bear children. Don't do it before it's time, though. Don't do it before it's time, though. Don't you. All right, now. All right, but the womb. The stomach get big. I'm talking, I don't know how it feel, but I know how it look. And y'all look like y'all fool all the time. Let me stop for the pregnant with me. Get him! Get him! Y'all look full, I'm just saying. But that stomach stretched like that and whatever else stretch and all that, bro. I'm talking about, I saw all my children be born. Bro. And I ain't fall out either. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm just saying, that's amazing. The care to have a baby being developed inside of your stomach. I'm a man. I can't what? Only thing being my stomach is food, cuz, and drink. And that be gone. You know what I'm talking about? But that 9 months ain't going nowhere. Sometimes, you know, however many months it is. But being developed, that's a child. And that child has a brain, a heart. That child also has a spirit and a soul. This is why you don't abort. Has a spirit and a soul as well. That child has a soul and a spirit as soon as conceived, conception is made. So you don't know how the bones grow inside the womb. You don't know how to what go on inside that womb, what take place. So if you don't know that, you sure enough don't know the works of God who makes all. That's
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5. If you don't know that, you don't know the works of God who makes all. God calling them out, bruh. Because God knows what's in us. He knows in every scientist. He knows in every human, whatever occupation you into, whatever you got your heart into, if it ain't into God, you're wrong and you need to put it into God. We have to love God with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our mind, all of our strength. And we got to love these neighbors as ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, got to love our neighbors as ourselves. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 8. So go back a few chapters. To Ecclesiastes chapter 8, find verse 16 and verse 17. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Yeah, we crushing science. Yeah. Got a nerve to be so big and bad, huh? But you'll never be the Almighty. No matter what you are, whether it's science or history, all them lies, and philosophy, and okay, let me focus. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Verse 16 says, when I applied my heart to know wisdom. Now, this is a man who did this and recorded it for us. When I applied my heart to know wisdom. And God gave Solomon, who wrote this, all the wisdom that one can have. I'm talking about, he made him wiser than any king ever and wealthier. Ain't now nobody touched him to this day, the wisdom that God gave him. So, now, he's telling you and me that when he applied his mind, when he applied his heart, I'm sorry, this is Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16, when I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night sees sleep with his eyes. So it's some people that don't even go to sleep. They very busy, too busy. They too busy and they mind on getting all the riches, so they ain't got time to be sleeping. And they got drugs these days that they take, whether it's legal or illegal. Yeah, to keep them up. So that's what he's talking about right here. For also there is that neither day nor night sees sleep with his eyes. So he's very busy. He don't even see sleep, neither day nor night. All right, so when I apply my heart to know wisdom and to see the business, to see all the business that is done upon the earth, for he saw this. Now, I also saw there is that human that neither day nor night sees sleep with his eyes. Verse 17 says, then I beheld all the work of God. Look, now, you can listen to somebody who beheld all the work of God, not just the physical and the natural. This got science beat right here. This man said, I beheld, I saw all the work of God. Remember, he got the wisdom from God. God showing him, I'm talking about magnificent things. So I beheld all the work of God that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Even though you're studying the physical and the natural, you still can't find out what's done under the sun. What he said, who can know by searching out, right? Didn't we start off with that in Job? You can't know him by searching out nothing. So let's go. Then I beheld, this is Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17 says, then I beheld all the work of God, all the work of God that a man, because everything God be doing, he be working on humans, that a man, that's why humans need to acknowledge him for all that he does for us. Instead of thinking we doing it ourselves and listening to that old already defeated Satan. Then I beheld all the work of God that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it, though you work, though you have the occupation to seek it, what's done under the sun, right, to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yeah, farther, though a wise man thinks to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. The one who got his, I'm talking about all into it. I've been a scientist all my life. My mama was a scientist. My daddy was a scientist. Yeah, my mama believed in science. My daddy believed. Their parents, my grandparents believed in science. Science is what God is. Yeah, he got y'all right here. Let me read verse 17 again. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17. Then I beheld all the work of God that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. A man can't find it out. Scientists, men, women, okay? Y'all can't find it out. Because though a man labor to seek it, though he work hard to seek it out, yet he shall not find it.
He working hard to seek it out. Can't find it. So they educate, get stuff. And okay, all right, let's go. Yes, father, even farther than that, though a wise man thinks to know it, though he thinks that he knows it, yet he shall not be able to find it, though. You ain't going to ever be able to explain God away. And I've been told, y'all, to me, science is Swiss cheese. It has too many holes in it. They got theories, and they go off of theories, and theories of experience with this stuff. And can't come up with nothing. So a bunch of experiments together can't come up with a solid answer. So we can put a bunch of theories. Well, all the theories say this. So here's it still ain't solid. This Bible, the Word of God, solid rock. Jesus, the solid rock, cuz. You don't need nothing else, I promise you. That's why we talking about science today with the scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? So that's Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 17. Now go over to chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, starting at verse 1. It says, for all this I consider in my heart. They in their brain. They ain't using their heart, right? Scientists. Mm-hmm. He talking about his heart right here, though. For all this I consider in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. What? The righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knows either love or hatred by all that is before them. No man knows either love or hatred by all that is before them. So that means love or hatred got to come from the inside. That sinful nature. No man knows either love or hatred by all that is before him, before them. Comes out of you. Yeah, your spiritual nature, your physical nature. The physical one, that's the one that want to sin all the time, want to be comfortable all the time, and want to do stuff and neglect the spiritual too. The physical is so selfish, it wants to neglect the spiritual realm. The spirit, you have two natures inside of you. The physical nature and the spiritual nature. The spiritual nature wants to please God all the time. Love pleasing God. All right? However, the physical nature is on the outside. And usually gets catered to first, so we have a struggle here when you want to start doing things in the spirit. But that's why you have to be born again of God. And he make your spirit stronger than, I'm talking, give you everything you need to overcome that flesh. All right? So, verse 2, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 2 says, all things come alike to all. Y'all see this? All things come alike to all. Man, what? Yeah, you get life, you get joy, you get peace. God give you the he's equal. So everything you need in life, whether you have the physical or not. See, we base a lot of stuff on the physical, whether they got money over here, they rich, or whether they got poor over here, whether they middle class. That's us with that crap. You see what I'm saying? But God give you everything you need for life if you're born. So all things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked. Y'all know what that one event is? Let's keep reading in case you don't know. To the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not, as is the good, so is the sinner, and he that swears as he that fears an oath. It's in verse 11, though, but we ain't got there yet. All right, let's keep reading. Yeah, one thing comes alike to all. Death. That's the spoiler alert. Anyway, verse 3 says, this is an evil among all things that are done under the sun. And it says that there is one event unto all. Yeah, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil. So you ain't learn that evil from by what it seems. That's what it says. All things come alike. It says no man knows either love or hate by all that is before him. God made everything, and it was good. Right? And here come the evil. It says the heart. Told you, come out of you. The heart of the sons of men is full of evil, full of the devil, shout it. And madness is in their heart. That's why they reporting. That's the devil news on TV. That's why you don't watch it every day. Because the hearts of men is full of evil, and that's why the news is evil. And madness is in their heart on top of that, while they live. And after that, they go to the dead, shout it. Tolly? Folly? Oh, I'm just saying. Get it? We ain't rushing. We taking our time with it.
This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yes, also the hearts of the sons of men is full of evil. The hearts of the sons of men are full of the devil, shout it. That's why you can't even trust smiling faces. They made a song about it back in the days, before, you know, before my time. Smiling faces, man, you can't trust them. They lie. Sometimes they lie, man. You got to get to know a person's heart. How do you know that? Look at what they're doing, what they're displaying. Can't hide their heart too much. So, this is an evil. We're in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. I got stuck in verse 3. This is an evil. We're trying to make it to verse 11. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yes, all the hearts of the sons of men is full of evil, including scientists, because it says all the hearts. The heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart as well, while they live, and after that, they go to the dead. Because usually they don't repent and be born again. But for those who do, come to Jesus. Yeah, keep coming to Jesus. Verse number 4, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Appreciate you tuning in. All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4 says, for to him that is joined to all, to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. So if you're still living, there is hope. Because the next part of that scripture says, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. What you going to do with a dead lion? Nothing. What you going to do with a a living dog? A lot. Mm-hmm. It'd be the same way if it was a dead dog and a living lion. Well, you better run from that living lion. Okay, just don't be around a living lion. Unless it's Jesus. Because he's the Lion of Judah. But yeah. So yeah, man. A living dog is better than a dead lion. So whoever living, to him that is joined to all that, to all the living, there is hope. You still got hope if you're living. Yeah. You still have hope if you're living. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. A lion ferocious and everything. But if he dead, ain't nothing. You probably still be scared of that mug, bro. I'm telling you. All right, verse 5, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verse 5 says, for the living know that they shall die. Now what? Still got hope. You know you're going to die, but you got hope. The living know that they shall die. So what we up here? We still get up every day. Like we going to live and make it through the whole day now and night. We get up every day like we going to make it. Like it's guaranteed. Thank God for letting us make it so far. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. So the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. The memory of them is forgotten. Now remember, if you die in Christ, you ain't dead. He is the resurrection. So you be in heaven, shout it. It ain't sad for us. But the ones that die without the Lord, okay, you just go straight to the realm of the dead. Then verse 6 says. Yeah, and it says, for the memory of them is forgotten too. The living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. You don't want to remember nobody who was bad, who brought chaos and havoc. You don't want to remember them. You know what I'm saying? Verse 6 says, also there love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. So their love gone, their hatred gone, their envy gone. All perished. Neither have they any more a portion for ever in anything that is done under the sun. They don't have any more portion forever. And my mama go and she came and visit me. Nope. Mm-mm. That ain't with the, not according to the Bible. No, cuz. All right, let's see. It says, also their love, and okay, that we did that. Verse 7, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Yeah, some people be thinking that they talking to their relatives and stuff like that. Ain't no communicating like that, bro. Unless it's evil. Because even, like I said, even in this Bible, God says don't talk to familiar spirits, and he gets on them wizards and them witches and stuff like that, because one of them brought Samuel back for Saul. But Saul was being evil. He and God done left him. So he went to one of these little witches, a spiritist or what have you, a familiar spirit, and brought Samuel back from that realm. He was actually living there because he's in Christ. So it's more to this dead stuff than we know. We think we on earth, and we think we just because we're alive, we ain't dead. Yeah, we think just because we are alive and we wake up every day that we're not dead. You are dead if you don't know the life, which is Jesus Christ. And in death, you go, oh, okay, you can be all the way separated. You, right now, you're keeping yourself away from, you're not experiencing the life. And if you die and don't know Christ, you're really going to be in the realm of the dead for real. And death get burned up in hell, so you ain't going to be able to die, shawty. So death going to be getting burned up in the lake of fire with the devil and all those who reject Jesus. It's not going to be good, okay? That's what the word says. It don't matter what people say or what they believe or not, okay? God's word over everything. God's word over everybody else's word. When Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7 says, go your way now. Go your way. Eat your bread with joy. Drink your wine with a merry heart, for God now accepts your works. Because you don't let that, you got scared straight, didn't you? You say you're going to start acknowledging God in all your ways? Okay, he'll give you that joy that you've been missing. You know, that you thought you can buy from whatever you thought you can get it from. Yeah, he got you. God now accepts you, your works. Repent. He'll accept you. Verse 8 says, let your garments be always white, and let your head lack no ointment. Be ready. Always. Be clean. Always. White, shoot. Let your head lack no ointment. Don't be all dry skinned. All right. It ain't just for no skin, though. It's for your life. Always be ready, man. Be straight. If you going to be clean before God, all you got to do is keep confessing up when you mess up, too. Don't be thinking that you made it. I made it today without sinning, man. You done messed up somewhere. You did something. Made it today without sinning. You, right there, you sinning. There's some arrogance right there, some pride. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verse 9 says, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of your vanity. Don't forget that your life is vanity now. All the days of your life of your vanity. All the days of the life of your vanity. Yep, they go for the husband and the wife. Which he has given you under the sun all the days of your vanity. Say it again. All the days of your vanity. Because you ain't going to be here forever either. No matter how young you are, how old you are, how in between. All right? For that is your portion, so live joyfully. Enjoy your life. That is your portion in this life and in your labor, which you take under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all, it says, do it with your might. So whatever your hand finds to do, whatever kind of job you got, whatever your hand's going to do to produce some fruitful money in your life, okay, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Do it and do it right now. Don't be half-stepping. For there is no work. God looking at everything. There is no work. There is no device. We showing up, got a whole bunch of devices now, ain't it? Device look like it's connected to divide, don't it? And then it got vice in there. I know vice, and it ain't good. Is it? Okay, vice, device. So there's no work, nor device. He knew we were going, he talking to us right now. We all these devices. I'm on two devices now, preaching. No work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you going. Okay? So, you be up here, live your life, and live it to the full. You can't live it to the full if you ain't living it God's way, though. We're getting scriptures right here to show us how to live. Okay? And letting us know that we don't need science to live, but we need faith in God to live. And science neglects faith. So, verse 11 says, I returned. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. The race is not given to the quick ones. Even though they say, the quick one, you got to be quick and get it. Look at what God says, though, man. The world we live in is backwards, I'm telling you. Especially if it's going opposite of what the Lord says. The race is not given to the swift. It's given to the one that endures, the one that finishes. They had this part right. It ain't whether you win or lose, it's how you play. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Goliath was stronger than the whole army. But little bitty boy David, who had faith in God, who had strong faith in God, dropped Goliath. So the battle is not given to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to the to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happened to them all. So that's time and chance happened to us all. As well as death happens to us all. Okay, so time and chance was in verse 11, but death was in what verses? 5, 3, and 2? Yeah, they're up through there. So time and chance happens to everybody. This is God's doing. This is how he set it up. He give everybody opportunity. Everybody gets the opportunity to be born again of God. You see what I'm saying? All right, so verse 12 says, for man knows not this. Man knows not his time. Man don't even know his time. As smart as we are, as much technology we got, right? Devices. For man also knows not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in a snare or trap, so are the sons of men snared, trapped in an evil time right now, since 2020. So are the sons of men trapped or snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them. Got in 2020 and been trapped trying to get back to go back to normal. The normal way has run out because y'all wasn't doing right. You didn't want to receive Jesus. So now you get abnormal activity going on now. And after a while, they're going to do that paranormal activity thing. Yep, but it ain't people. It's God, and it's evil. But everything is going according to God's plan. That's why you need to come to Jesus. He's the only one that can get you untrapped in an evil time when it falls suddenly on everybody. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We'll be right back after these messages. Yeah, we crushing science. Because science ain't giving me nothing to live by. No, I'm talking about. They ain't showing me how to live, cuz. For sure. We'll be right back. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
Sculpted. His poetry producing populations, making constellations with his conversations, gazing at his own creation, proclaiming it was good, and there we stood, fashioned from the dust. With authority, he orchestrated organisms in every single cell in every ecosystem. Every creature that dwells, the planets, the plants, the whole expanse, the sky above your head, and the ground where you stand, the clouds and the rain, the soil that soaks it up and feeds tiny seeds so they sprout and vegetation proceeds. Infinite wisdom intrinsic within him, self-sufficient, intricate systems begin and end with his decisions. Lofty, out of reach, how he procreated with speech, so it's appropriate for us to be completely in awe. Green. primary cause, the origin of all scientific laws. Everything else is secondary. The very breath that comes from lungs is caused by the fact that God is involved. One must begin with the mind that was given to him to even believe he's evolved. I'm in awe when I think about quantum mechanics and the rotation of planets. So the exact calculation of the universe is permanently impossible to manage. How photosynthesis takes place to perfectly convert the vividness of light into chemical energy for the purpose of maintaining and giving life. Intelligent design doesn't even begin to define its creative craftsmanship. Any attempt to align the mind of mankind to divine is insufficient and inadequate. It's too lofty and far beyond. If the God would not remain anonymous, correspond with us, and out of all of God's creation would become fond of us. Determined by some innate quality, but by the length for which the owner would go to possess them. And broken and ugly things just like us are stamped excellent with ink tapped in wells of divine veins. A system of redemption that can only be described as perfect. A seal of approval, fatal debt removal, promised permanent perfect priest. Brilliant design system, redemption for our kinsmen can only be described as perfect with excellent execution. And I'm in awe, the only one truly excellent, the only source of excellence. We are declared excellent only by his decree with a system. The only accurate response is awe. So we make lofty art, see the presence of good art will unconsciously refine a community, and poor art will do an incalculable harm. Only accomplished in the light of his excellency is too high.
Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic, crushing science. Yeah, it ain't just a topic. It's what we doing. You gonna take a long time to crush science. The science been here for so long, man. I crushed science. Well, God crushed science with one scripture. You know what I'm saying? So, it don't take long. You know what I'm talking about? He crushed it with one scripture. And we ain't finished either. Got plenty more. All right? Appreciate everybody listening. Let's go to the next one. The next scripture we're going to is Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1. Let's go. Romans chapter number 1. I'm going to speed up a little bit here. But not rushing. Romans chapter 1. Starting at verse 19, we read 19 through 22. So Romans chapter 1, verse 19, reading verses 19 through 22. We're crushing science. Romans chapter 1, oh yeah, with the word of God. Okay, God's word crushing science. How about that? Crushing science with the word of God. Romans chapter number 1, verse 19 says, because that which may be known of God, that which can or which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. So it's already in them. Whatever may be known of God is already manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. They holding that down. Rather go look at his works and explain that
or whatever they come up with, because they ain't doing a good job with that either. You know what I'm talking about? So, he already showed what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. They go for everybody now. It ain't just for the scientists. It's for everybody. God has showed it. What may be manifest of God is already in you too. God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him, the invisible things of him, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen. You can clearly see his invisible things that he did, right? The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood. You got to understand it. You got to believe first. Being understood by the things that are made. So they can study his works all they want to. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by what? By the things that are made. The things that are made by him in the physical, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Yeah, it's only a fool that says there is no God. There's a fool. Because he already manifested in all of us, right? And then it says we can understand him and see his invisible attributes are clearly seen by us understanding the things, you know, understanding about the things that he already had made in the physical. I tell you, so if you're a scientist that's studying the physical to get to have more faith in God, okay, you're on the right path. The ones that's not like that, you're on the wrong path. You have no excuse. It says, so that they are without excuse. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. You can look at the things that he made and understand and know him. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that's how they moved. Before there were lights and all that, they had to move by the stars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The stars and God led them like that. Okay. Clouds, fire, remember that? All right. Let's go. Romans chapter number 1. Verse 21 says, because that when they knew God, that's what repent is. Return to God, man. You started off, he the one made you. Now repent, return to him. Because that when they knew God, they knew him. It says they glorified him not as God, though. So they knew him, but they didn't give him the glory for it. They know these are his works, but they ain't giving him the glory. They're not giving him the credit, right? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. They weren't even thankful, but became vain or useless in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Wow, what else happened? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Because it's a fool that says in his heart that there is no God. And scientists, that you studying the works of God and then talking about it ain't no God, you a fool. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. The Bible on your behind. Charlie. Yeah, he on you. Okay, the Bible on your heart. How about that? Nah. So you think you could take a whooping on your behind and get away with it? I could take that. Well, let me get this heart. Now what? You ain't getting rid of that one, because that'll stick with you for life. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's go. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 3. We finna go to a bunch of different places, but I'm about to have you up out of here. All right? So Hebrews chapter 11. Stick with me. Verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Backing up what we just read. It says, through faith we understand his invisible attributes are clearly seen. His invisible works are seen, being understood, right? So here go Hebrews 11, verse 3. The 11th chapter, verse 3 says, through faith we understand. Do what? Through faith. You got to use faith even to understand. And when you don't understand, you use trust when you're dealing with God. When he's dealing with you. So through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Through faith, we understand because faith makes us believe God. And we get to believe God from this word of God. So through faith, we understand. We get to understand God. We understand his works, too. That we understand through faith that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God, however many realms it is, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the tree wasn't made, you know, by, you know, the wood. You get the wood from the tree. So the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. God gave, he didn't want to put the tree there before man chopped it down and made wood. You see what I'm saying? And build a house or a chair or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were made by the word of God. God said, let there be. Mm-hmm. Let there be light. And he started from there. So that the things which are seen, right? Everything that you see was not made of things which do appear. The things that you see were not made. The things that we see in the physical were not made by the physical. The things that we see in the physical and touch in the physical and smell and taste and all that in the physical were not made by anything in the physical. It was made by the one that's in the invisible, in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. You can see him with your faith and a pure heart. All right? Well, let's move on. Romans chapter 11. But we got a lot of 11s. That was Job chapter 11, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, Hebrews 11. Now we're in Romans chapter 11. So let's go to Romans chapter 11 and verse 33. Romans chapter number 11 and verse 33. Romans, Romans. Yeah, Romans is right behind the book of Acts. Chapter 11. Starting at verse 33. Then we go into Psalms, chapter 77. Romans chapter 11 right now. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. And we're reading down to verse 36. It says, oh, the depth of the richness. Yeah, how deep is the richness, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. You can't find that out. He too lofty, like the song just said. Yeah, you can't search him out like the scriptures just said. Oh, the depth. How deep. The depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable. Mm-hmm. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. So, yeah. Unsearchable. His ways and his judgments are unsearchable. They pass finding out. Verse 34 says, for who has known the mind of the Lord? That's the only way you're going to get to know him. In his mind, get this word. Yeah, follow Jesus Christ. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who telling him what to do? Who leading him? He's a leader. Verse 35 says, or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him. If you gave it to him first, he going to make sure you get it back. Who was it? Who gave to God first? Did you give to God first? Oh, okay. Everything that you do has a re in front of it, right? Mm-hmm. Return to God, right? So you can get your reward. Yeah. Sorry, you got dependent on these resources. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Now you know who the source is. So Romans chapter 11. Verse 36, for of him, and through him, and to him. Of, through, and to. What part of speech is that? See, I'm good with nouns. I'm good with with verbs. But of, through, and to. But I know what it means, you know what I'm saying? I can tell you a part of speech. I don't know. Okay, but of him, through him, and to him are all things. That's what you need to know. Of him, that means it came from him. Through him, that means everything going through him. And to him, everything going back to him too. Yeah, return. Are all things to whom be glory forever. Amen. Of him. He's the source that it came from. He's the source of life. Through him, he made everything through Jesus, the Christ. And to him, back to him, are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. We're going to give him the glory. Go to Psalms chapter 77. Psalms chapter 77. Then we're going to Proverbs. So let's go to Psalms, and Proverbs is right behind Psalms. So go to Psalms chapter number 77. Psalm chapter 77. We're moving right along. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, or today's activity, crushing science. Yeah, with these scriptures, man. They was written before science. And they're outlasting science because we're crushing science. We want to study God's works and then don't want to give him the credit for it. We crush y'all here. You know how many people would come to Jesus if you did what you did and pointed to the Lord and how great and awesome he is, scientist? So therefore, you got to get crushed. Psalms chapter 77, verse 19. It says, your way is in the sea and your path in the great waters. How you going to comprehend his way and his path? You don't even know the way the wind blow or nothing, or the way the water move. The way is your way. Your way is in the sea, and your path in the great waters, and your footsteps are not known. Y'all see how many times it keeps saying unsearchable, not known. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, parts unknown. That was Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, that's Jesus, though. He parts unknown. He from parts unknown. You don't know nothing about him, except for what his words say. Yeah, but science says y'all don't know nothing. Y'all. Yeah, he's unsearchable. He blows y'all minds by the things he does allow y'all to see with your research. Because I know y'all see more than the average. But you still ain't pointing to him yet, huh? How many souls you won for Jesus because of your science? Or through your science? Proverbs chapter 13. Let's go. Trying to beat the clock. Still ain't rushing, though. Proverbs 13. Then we go into Job. Back over to Job again. Going to Job again. Just can't wait to get back on to Job again. Okay. Proverbs 13, verse 13 says, whoso or whoever despises the word, whoso, whoever despises the word shall be destroyed. You despise the word of God, you shall be destroyed. Jesus is the word of God. This Bible is the word of God. The word became flesh. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that fears the commandment shall be rewarded. The word that God gives you, which is Jesus, and whatever else God tells you to do, do it. You're going to be rewarded for that. But if you despise what he is saying, you despise Jesus, and you despise what God is saying, you're going to be destroyed. You're destroying yourself. That's the warning. Job chapter 36. You got to go back in front of Psalms, in front of Proverbs, in front of Psalms, and go to Job right there. Chapter 36 too. Job chapter 36, starting at verse 26. Can we beat the clock? I know we ain't going to two parts though. So, Psalms chapter 19, that will be your homework assignment. Take your time with it. It goes real good with this science thing. Yeah, it shows who really created everything. And, you know, it'll get your mind right and your heart right with God. So that's Psalms 19 for your homework. But right now, let's go to Job chapter 36, starting at verse 26. And it says, behold, God is great. You got to know. See, God is great. And we know him not. We don't even know him. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. The only way you're going to know God, you got to get in his word. That's it. That's the only way he got it. What you see in his, and the thing is, this is an instruction book, and this is how God works. So anything else in your life, and if it's not working like this, it's not God. He's not going to go against his word. He doesn't break that for nobody. Behold, and he ain't going to tailor make it just for you because you don't like it. He tailor made it for each and every last one of us, and he can do it like that. This one word of God, the Bible,
the word of God, Jesus,
is more than enough for everybody to get right. It's tailor-made for all of us right here. Just get yourself and make yourself fit in there. It's tailor-made for you. Make yourself fit in the word, all right? Because it's made for you. I can't get this part in there. Hey, you need to trim that down some then. Okay. is he talking about the body of somebody being fat? No, I'm talking about you get up in this word. That's what I'm talking about. And take all of it. It'll trim you up. Job chapter 36, verse 26. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. He ageless. You got to know him to know that. He's ageless. The devil is old. God is ageless. Right? The number of his years, you ain't going to never find it out. Verse 27. Job. We and Job learned about science. You know what I'm talking about? About God over science. Job. Chapter number 36, verse 27 says, for he makes small the drops of water. He makes small the drops of water. They pour down rain. How small are those drops? They be pouring down rain, get everything wet. He makes small. He makes the drops of water small. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof. According to what? The vapor. They pour down rain according to the vapor, which the clouds do drop. So the water is in the clouds. And it ain't dropping. The clouds don't bust. How you explain that? Some heavy water in something we can reach through. A cloud, you can reach through. We fly through it and everything. But water is in that thing, shawty. What? And it ain't going to bust. Heavy water is in there, and it ain't going to bust until God say, all right, time for the water. Ain't that something? We in Job chapter 36, crushing science, man. Verse 28. So, which the clouds do drop, talking about the small water, the clouds drop and distill upon man abundantly. All the small drops of water wet the whole earth up. Ain't that something? In a cloud that you can reach through. You can, what? I was about to say a cloud that's made out of nothing, but I'm just saying, like, what? It ain't tangible. You can't touch that mug. And then the one that fall on the ground, that be what? It still be, it waters your garden or waters your grass. We call it fog. Or mist on the grass. The grass be wet when it gone. Yeah. God is amazing. He blowing us away just by clouds, man. So small little drops of water wet the whole earth up, wet man up abundantly. Verse 29, Job chapter 36 says, Also, can any understand the spreading of the clouds or the noise of his tabernacle? Can you explain that? The spreading of the clouds? Can you understand the spreading of the cloud or the noise of his tabernacle, that thunder, getting ready for that storm? Verse 30 says, behold, he spreads his light upon it and covers the bottom of the sea. He spreads his light and it covers the bottom of the sea. Man can't even go all the way down to that mud, man. They try. And to the bottom of the sea, his light shining from the top all the way to the bottom of that mud. We got to jump in there and dive and try to get on down there and about to kill ourselves. Trying to go all the way down into the, I don't care how much equipment you make. I'm just saying. All right, verse 31 says, for by them he judges the people. He gives meat in abundance. By the water and the light and the sea, all this, he judges the people by them. He gives light. He gives meat in abundance, because some of y'all ain't no vegetarians. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all are going to tear up some meat. You know what I'm talking about? Let me eat the cow, the chicken, the pig, you know what I'm talking about? Where ain't it? The turkey. Come here, turkey. The fish. Yes, sir. Some of y'all eat the crabs and the lobster. That, bro. Some of y'all eat bugs. Oh, Lord. Let me go. Don't talk about my meal, boy. You said meat. This my meat. Eating them slugs. Okay. Get it. Where we at? Let me read myself about this. Job chapter 36. A plate full of bugs. All right, verse 32 says, with clouds he covers the light. You see that? We were just talking about the clouds. We can reach through it, but he'll block the whole sun with a cloud. Come on, bro. Come on, shawty. We'll sit up here and fly. I've been on a plane, and some planes that flew through clouds and everything, shawty. The same clouds God will use and block the whole sun from shining on the earth.
Yeah, block the sun from shining right here in Georgia, and then let the sun shine over there next to us in Alabama or Tennessee or somewhere. You know what I'm saying? The whole East Coast block, we can't see the sun. The whole West Coast sun shining. Right, right. Or vice versa. You know what I'm talking about? With clouds, he covers the light. God, the big old sun, he'll block that with a cloud, bruh, that we can reach through, that carry right on. With clouds, he covers the light and commands it not to shine by the cloud that comes between. I don't even know if we can take no more, Father. Shoot. I'm talking, he blowing us away, bruh. Amos chapter 9. I ain't waiting for you to find this, but I'm just saying, that's one of them books set in between something. But I got these tabs on my Bible, so I'll find it before you. Unless God just led you to it right there. I'm up here bragging. I still had to go to the table of contents. All right, man. We ain't going to beat the clock. But we got a few more scriptures. About three more places we going. And that's it. So whenever we find Amos up in here, we can move on. Amos, well, yeah. I'm talking, I can't even find that one on the tabs, cuz. What is going on right here? We getting one verse from over there, man. That's what I get for boasting and bragging. I'm going to go ahead and omit it. I'm going to omit it now. Okay, admit. I'm going to admit it. I had to go to my table of contents. And I got the Bible with the tabs on it. God. And my Bible is on page 1,000. I don't know if y'all got the same Bible. Page 1,092. Call in or the broadcast is about to cut off. 563-999-3702. Hurry up. 563-999-3702. Other than that, catch you next time. Amos chapter 9, verse 6 says, it is he that builds his stories in the heaven and has founded his troop in the earth. He builds his stories in the heavens. Yeah. You know, we were talking about build on the 12-story, 13-story, 90-story buildings, all that. Yeah. All them floors. So he builds his stories in heaven, in the heaven, and has founded his troop in the earth. He that calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord is his name. Yeah, you need to respect the Lord. Scientists and everybody else. Isaiah chapter 40. We're moving right along. Isaiah chapter number 40. We almost finished. Isaiah chapter 40. Got to get you all this. I know you had more than enough, but I don't know how to stop. No. I just want to keep on going. Isaiah 40. I know we don't have enough, ain't it? Isaiah 40, verse 10. It says, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. The Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. This is what he's going to do. We want him involved. The Lord himself is going to come with a strong hand. He's going to prove himself. Yep. His arm. With his arm, he's going to rule. Yeah. And his reward is with him. So you looking forward to him coming back? Let's get it. Verse 12 says, we're going to read this and then we're going to stop. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12. Who has measured the hollow? It said, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven? Measured that out too. With the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. And measured the dust of the earth
and weighed the mountains. What? He weighed the mountains. Scales big enough for mountains to put to fit on there. He weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the spirit of the Lord or been being his counselor has taught him? Some scientists think they're smart and no more than God. But the Bible's still calling you out. Who has directed the spirit of the Lord or being his counselor has taught him? Verse number 14. We're stopping at verse 18. All right. Isaiah 40, verse 14 says, with whom took he counsel? Or with whom did he take counsel with? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding? Nobody. But he showed man this. Yeah, he showed us this. Verse 15 says, behold, the nations, every last one of the nations, are as a drop of a bucket. The nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as a very little thing. He'll pull up the island, and that's a very little thing to him to do. We can't pull no island up, can we? All we can do is live off the broke part of it, the broke part of the other part of the land. All right, so verse 16 says, and Lebanon is not sufficient. Lebanon is a big old place. It's not sufficient to burn. You got a bunch of trees. All right, Lebanon. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. All nations before God are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Less than nothing and vanity. All the nations together. Verse 18 says, to whom then will you liken God? Who you going to compare God to? Who you going to compare God to? To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? And we're going to stop right there, but you don't have to. Go to Psalms 19 and get into that one before the weekend. You know what I'm talking about? Before Monday. Before the weekend. Before the weekend ends. Yeah, before the week begins. Go to Psalms 19 and recognize and realize and see God through Psalms 19. That's your homework assignment. All right? Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Science. You've just been crushed.
Yeah. This here is called You've Been Warned. Gotta set everybody's mind straight. And for those pastors that are scared to teach it because they scared of losing members, I'll be praying for you.
Me too.
But I ain't scared to spit it. So here we go. You've been warned about having other gods before the king. You've been warned that in your own understanding you shouldn't lean. You've been warned about the lifestyles and decisions you make. You've been warned that all liars have their part in the lake. You've been warned about the whoremongers in these last days. You've been warned about the pestilence and famines coming your way. You've been warned that every preacher who preaches they ain't from God. And any child void of understanding you need to use around. You've been warned about the short skirts and breasts and showing your breast distance and the man shoving the pubic hairs up on your chest. You've been warned about adultery, fornication, and lies. You've been warned about the many things God hates on his pride. You've been warned about the devil who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You've been warned about the ways of this world you need to avoid. You've been warned that if you love the world, you're an enemy of Christ. You're in total darkness, and in your soul there is no light. You've been warned. They're looking at me like I'm 24 karat crazy. But that's alright. I want you to consider me as the modern day Moses, coming to bring you up out of Egypt. So pack your bags so we can just hit the road and go. Yeah, bring your Bible. Listen, you've been warned about your tongue and how deadly it is. You've been warned of the importance of training up your kids. You've been warned it's not about religion, it's about relationships. So get the mode up out your eye and in my business, don't you dare. He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. You've been warned that when you talk to God's people, you watch your tone. You've been warned that the touch is anointed. A deal with stopping harm, this only sounds to get long for a deadly thunderstorm. You've been warned. warned about the Sabbath, which is Saturday. And you've been warned that you ain't stayed by day. But by the way, you've been warned there's gonna be a great falling from the church. You've been warned that you've been saved by grace, not by your works. You've been warned about the false prophets and the antichrist. You've been warned that Christ is coming back like a thief in the night. You've been warned about the mark of the beast to get your groceries. You've been warned about wormwood and its purpose for humanity. You've been warned. Yeah.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.